It was an historical week at the Supreme Court this week as the justices delivered three important rulings of interest to tens of millions of Americans. On Thursday, the court upheld the Fair Housing Act, making it easier for housing advocates to integrate communities and dissolve the racial and economic lines dividing them. Also on Thursday, the court allowed that the American Care Act, also known as Obamacare, was in fact legal and would be allowed to continue. On Friday, the court released the opinion that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution protects and allows same-sex couples to enter into the institution of marriage. The first of these three decisions will allow poor and displaced persons to get and live in housing closer to job opportunities and amenities that most Americans take for granted. The second decision will allow 8 to 10 million persons to continue receiving subsidized health care. The final of these three decisions will allow persons of non-standard sexual identity to live in a way that they decide furthers their own quest for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. President Obama has overseen the struggle for passage of the ACA, his signature domestic achievement, including the original vote, three different elections, and two Supreme Court cases. He is understandably jubilant at the court's decision. To quote the president, "The Affordable Care Act is here to stay. It is woven into the fabric of America. Someday our grandkids will ask us if there really was a time when America discriminated against people who got sick," unquote. But what's really making conservatives' heads explode is the affirmation by the scantest 5-4 decision that same-sex marriage is constitutionally protected. The majority opinion was written by 79-year-old Justice Anthony Kennedy, and it's a moving treatise indeed. Justice Kennedy writes, "Excluding same-sex couples from marriage thus conflicts with a central premise of the right to marry. Without the recognition, stability, and predictability marriage offers, their children suffer the stigma of knowing their families are somehow lesser. The marriage laws at issue here thus harm and humiliate the children of same-sex couples. There is no difference between same and opposite sex couples with respect to this principle. Yet by virtue of their exclusion from that institution, same-sex couples are denied the constellation of benefits that the states have linked to marriage." Justice Kennedy grounded his opinion in two separate but related provisions of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which gives all U.S. citizens equal rights and protections under the law. The liberty protected by the Due Process Clause protects the fundamental rights for gay couples to marry, while the Equal Protection Clause bars the government from singling out a specific group, in this case gay people, and depriving them of certain rights. His closing paragraph should be etched on the walls of every courthouse in the country and in the hearts of every American. And I quote, "No union is more profound than marriage, for it embodies the highest ideals of love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family. In forming a marital union, people become something greater than they once were. As some of the petitioners in this case demonstrate, marriage embodies a love that may endure even past death. It would misunderstand these men and women to say they disrespect the idea of marriage. Their plea is that they do respect it so deeply that they seek to find its fulfillment for themselves. Their hope is not to be condemned to live in loneliness, excluded from one of civilization's oldest institutions. They ask for equal dignity in the eyes of the law. The Constitution grants them that right. The court now holds that same-sex couples may exercise the fundamental right to marry. No longer may this liberty be denied to them," unquote. Chief Justice John Roberts voted with the minority, seeking to retain the ability to discriminate against same-sex couples. He writes, and I quote, "If you are among the many Americans of whatever sexual orientation who favor expanding same-sex marriage, by all means, celebrate today's decision. Celebrate the achievement of a desired goal. Celebrate the opportunity for a new expression of commitment to a partner. Celebrate the availability of new benefits. But do not celebrate the Constitution. It had nothing to do with it." President Obama celebrated the ruling as, quote, "a victory for America," unquote. He also said, "Sometimes there are days like this when that slow, steady effort is rewarded with justice that arrives like a thunderbolt," unquote. The United States now becomes the 23rd country in the world that recognizes same-sex marriage. And now back to the music on KGRG.